This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 94. Ninja's dangling Chad lost her the game. Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to yet another episode of ESH Podcast, people.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hola. ¿Cómo está ustedes?
I'm spiffy.
That's totally not Spanish.
I know.
What is the Spanish word for spiffy?
I don't know.
Would it be like buenalito? Like
maybe.
I'm a little good, maybe?
I'm a buenalito.
Buenalito!
If that's not a Spanish word, it should be made into one.
It should be a word. It should definitely be a word. I'm mangling the Spanish, so it is now a word in the land of Esh.
Also, hey, in the land of Esh, we control everything, so we can make up gibberish and it would mean stuff.
We control the horizontal. We control the vertical. Don't, you know what? Fuck you. I'm not that old. I can't
believe
you.
Hey, I didn't say you were old.
You didn't chime in, and that made me feel old, so.
What? When I chime in, you get mad at me when I do chime in, get mad at me when I don't.
Because I get mad at you when you chime in, and you're like, dude, you're so old. Yes, I'm going to get upset about that.
But I didn't do that.
I know. I was expecting it, so.
Well, I didn't,
That's how well I'm trained. That's how well you have me trained.
I know.
I know what you're going to say and when you're going to say it. Except I was wrong this time. Tear. You know what I don't tear about, though?
Our sponsor?
No.
All Games Interactive?
Well, All Games Interactive is a great show. What I don't tear about is actually being part of the All Games Radio Network. That's flippin' awesome. So, guys, if you hadn't had a chance or you hadn't heard about it, ESH is now part of the All Games Radio Network. So you can catch our show not only in iTunes, not only on our website, but you can also listen to the All Games Radio Network on Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time, and catch our show. You can also tune into the radio network, and there's some other really great shows like Super Happy Fun Time Show, which just happens to come on before us with
Super Happy Fun Time Show,
which, if you can't tell, we have a whole lot of fun just saying the name of the show.
Man, if I could say it right, that's awesome.
Yes, yes. The thing is, the more that you say it, the more spit, like, builds up in the corner of your mouth. So I think you can probably get, like, two or three out before you just completely butcher it. But you should definitely check it out, as well as Video Game Reviews and all the other shows that are on the All Games Radio Network. You can listen to it in iTunes or just about any MP3 player, and visit the All Games website and check out the other episodes, which are available, of the other shows. So, with that said, I do have a little bit of business to attend to, and then we can jump into the fun stuff.
I'm all about the fun stuff.
I'm all about the business stuff and then the fun stuff. I need to get the work out of the way so then I can really concentrate on the play.
Yeah, true.
Because I'm a player.
Agreed.
Anyway, please keep hitting us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. We've got stuff that's going up on a nearly daily basis.
We're working on it.
Uh-huh. On that note, so we love it when you guys stop through www.electricsisterhood.com or the short address, Panda.
Which is esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long address. Check what our semi-daily content, new content is. You know, check out, you know, to send us posts. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what you want to hear about, what you don't want to hear about. Hell, you could tell me something completely random, and I'll probably still think it's awesome.
Yes, we like the randomness. We
I'm all about the randomness.
Yeah, Panda likes it random.
Oh, man. It's it's the spice of life, man.
Something like that. It's spicy, all right.
Caliente. Yeah, I went there.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And you guys should go to our website and definitely use the Hit Us Up link. You can comment to us. You can also be entered to win candy. You want to be a candy bitch, don't you?
I do, but I can't.
You've already been a candy bitch. You got candy.
I know.
I flew up and gave you candy, and now you're just a bitch. But you're one of my favorite bitches.
Thank you.
Pound it. Pound it.
Pound it.
But you guys can also become one of my favorite bitches as well. All you got to do is comment every time that you comment or submit us a question through the Hit Us Up link or even tip us. You get entered into our sweepstakes and we do award candy to bitches.
All on the daily. Well,
no, not on the daily.
On the dilly?
No, not on the dilly.
Not on the dilly?
Pick a lot of this.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Okay. But you could win candy or an ESH t-shirt or some other things. We actually have some other neat stuff in our grab bag of goodies. There are some games in there. There's some t-shirts in there. There's some
Maybe I'll grab you.
That's another podcast, and I'm totally not pimping you out like that. Aww. Mom would kick my ass if I pimped you out.
I know.
Like, badly.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go to jail, and I don't want her to go to jail. Neither of us would do well in jail.
No, would.
We'd both be currency. People would get paid in hits of Ninja Sisters.
Yeah.
And that would be bad.
Bad. Ew.
Yeah. So with that said, I think that we'll move on to the actual topic of the show today, which is video games and anime. So I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 Truths, which right now just looks like a Wiimote. And I'm going to hand it to Pandalicious. What are you going to do with it?
Well, actually, I am going to turn it into, very interesting. I think I'm going to turn it into an angsty 11-year-old who thinks that all he wants to do is be cool. But okay. He's not just an angsty 11-year-old who only desires to be cool. He has power.
Of course.
And by power, I don't mean cojones. He does sound like he has a lot of cojones.
Cojones?
Because he's ballsy. But I'm bumped. But not only is that the power within him, but he turns into a weapon.
Say what?
And not he turns
like
into
Voltron
a weapon.
Weapon?
No.
Oh.
He,
I'll
this 11-year-old of angst and hate that I turned the Wiimote of 1,000 Truths into, turns into a scythe.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to wield him.
Okay.
And I'm going to make... Yes. And I know this sounds really weird, and you're probably going, what the hell is Panda...
Yeah.
What? And I'm going to tell you.
Okay, please do.
It's from an anime called Soul Eater. Okay. It's actually still in rotation, and they still haven't finished all the episodes. Right now, I think they're up to a count about 51.
Okay.
And it's just, it's overly cool. I would probably say if you wanted to gauge its style of animation, it's faster paced, it is a higher scale grade of animation, a lot more fluidy, but kind of like One Piece.
Okay, I tend to not like that animation style.
It's only a little bit, though.
It's cel-shaded anime.
Cel-shaded, though. It is, but it's kind of got that. It's kind of got that feel a little bit, and it's kind of like the bastard child of Bleach and One Piece.
Ew, I don't want to imagine Bleach and One Piece going into a room and what would come out.
This is what would come out.
Right.
But it's actually kind of cool.
Okay.
I've only seen the first episode. And pretty much the main character, her name is Maka. And she is a death technician. So it's her job to kill these Kishin, which are kind of like demon soul thingies. And she's in school to become like a Shinigami.
Okay.
So before you become a Shinigami, you're a death technician. So you go around collecting souls of demons that like plague, you know, on the, you know, innocent. And to become a full, you know, Shinigami, you have to kill 100 of these Kishin. But the last one has to be a witch Kishin. Like, there's witches. And witches' souls are like, that's the last one. Once you get that, your scythe will turn into a death scythe, which will then in turn make you a Shinigami.
Okay.
So these Shinigami, or rather these scythes, aren't just weapons. They're actual people who turn into the scythes.
Okay.
And this girl, Maka, has the scythe. And he is just, his name's Soul. So that's why Soul Eater. Uh-huh. Soul turns into a scythe. And once they've killed a Kishin, he eats the soul. After 100 souls, he becomes a death scythe. Yay, awesome coolness. Mm-hmm. That is his objective. He wants to be a death scythe because he's going to be so cool, and all the hot chicks are going to want him because he's going to be a sexy death scythe. And he can change between being a scythe and being human.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Because he's a person. All right.
And he's, and he's been working with Maka since the very beginning because she chose him. You know, and it's actually kind of got this goth, like the hip goth trend going on in the anime. So, you know, she's kind of got, like, the schoolgirl, you know, skirt on with, like, the cool, like, black and white boots.
So kind with, of like the goth loli thing deal?
Except no lace.
No lace, okay.
No lace. So she's, like, a badass with a long black trench coat with these white and black boots. And she's, like, and she's badass. And, like, she's serious about becoming a Shinigami because her mom was. And her dad was her scythe. So, like, it's kind of her objective to be...
So her dad was her mom's scythe?
Scythe, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And her parents split up, so she's actually kind of has this thing against men because, you know, her father is kind of, how should I say, a man slut?
Man slut.
And likes to flirt with women all the time to the point that her mom was like, I'm sick of your cheating. We're done. So her mother no longer, you know, does her job because her father is a cheating man whore.
Okay.
And, well, you know, so she's got this thing against, you know, men because she thinks all men cheat. And her father has a daughter complex. Like, he wants his daughter to, you know that he still loves her and his mom. And it's just, he can't help but flirt with women.
No, I'm sorry. You can help but flirt with women.
Yeah, on the regular.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's kind of sad because you can see how much he loves Maka, you know, and Soul is just like, whatever, I just want to be cool so chicks will want me, you know, and the father, you know, who's also, like I said, he's a scythe, so he's like, no, you watch it, scythe boy, I don't want you making any moves on my daughter, because you totally know that he made moves on Maka's mom, and that's how, like, that happened,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, And this scythe, you know, Soul's just kind of like, I'm not going to hit on your daughter because she doesn't have any boobs. So, like, it's funny.
Oh.
And it's new, you know.
Dude, why does it always have to come down to, like, the object?
You ain't got no titties.
You ain't got no titties.
It always comes down to you ain't got no
titties. It always comes down to that. I would be so into you except you have no boobs.
You have no titties. Yeah. But anyway, well, it's really weird because they have this kinship and at first you're kind of like, no, they just kind of work together. They have this goal. And at the first episode, they have 99 Kishin. So they're going after the witch soul.
Right.
The problem is, if you don't find a witch and your scythe eats another soul that's not that of a witch's, you have to start over.
Oh, nuts.
So if you haven't figured it out, at the end of the first episode, like, they thought they've tracked this witch, and this witch has big boobs, and she's actually kind of a, you know, kind of slutty.
Right.
And
she's not a real witch.
And the scythe boy is all like, oh my god, no, that's the real woman, and da-da-da-da-da-da, and, you know, Maka's like, shut the fuck up, we've got work to do, I want to become a Shinigami, and you want to be a death scythe, so let's do it. So they manage after like 1,500 attempts, because every time they went to go kill this witch, she always like showed off her boobies and, you know, Scytheboard would get a nosebleed. So like he couldn't concentrate, but they managed to get her and he eats the soul and he's like, yes, I don't feel the power of a death scythe. And Mike is like, what? You know, and then, you know, the witch comes back and she's like, you thought I was a witch, huh? Teehee, I'm just a cat who has really, strong magical powers. I'm not a witch. So they have to start over.
And you just... See, pussy always gets you in trouble.
It does, especially in this anime.
You should need the pussy unless you're sure what it is and who it belongs to.
I know.
That's a rule for life, people.
This is so interesting. And at first when we put this on, I was like, oh, I don't think I'm going to really like this. You know, because it totally has this overly child-esque, fake emo Bleach kind of feel.
Yeah, but I never got fake emo out of Bleach.
No.
It was
real emo.
It was like...
That's why I said it's like the bastard kid of Bleach, because they're trying too hard to be kind of emo.
So it comes off sappy instead of emo?
Yeah. Okay. Like when they're fighting the cat witch fake wannabe, you know, because the whole time this cat witch lady is trying to convince the scythe to leave Maka and become her scythe, you know, and at one point he starts making it sound like he's going to leave Maka. No, and he, you know, and she's like, why do men always do that? Why do men always have to cheat? So my boobs aren't big. So what? I chose you because I thought I could trust you. You know, and all along she could, because he was just faking it to get close enough to her to slice her. But you don't know that when you first hear it. You know, and then all of a sudden, you know, the scythe boy is kind of like, you know what? He's like, cool guys don't cheat. And, like, they kill the cat witch lady, and then they find out that she wasn't really a witch. But, so, I mean, it's actually, it's interesting. And I like the animation style because it's fresh. And for once, you know how a lot of animes these days, you know, all the characters are overly gorgeous, and they're overly big-boobed, and they're overly good-looking in, you know, the Bishonen hot boy way.
Right.
Like... It's overdone. And in this anime, the main character, Maka, is not, you know, this, like, 11-year-old with big boobs who looks like she's, like, 17, so that when guys slap the ham to her, it's not sick and perverted. Like, they made her look like an 11-year-old girl.
Which so makes it even more perverted when they do something.
When they do... Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. What ham did you slap? Anyway, I love that movie, Just Friends.
It's a honey baked ham, I promise.
But I mean, and it was a relief, you know, because you don't get a lot of animes that will, you know, will stick to the principles of, okay, these are supposed to be children. They're not supposed to look like adults. So, I mean, it kind of gave me the air that they were trying to stay true to that, kind of like, I don't know, Kodacha. Well, you know, they're all little, so none of them have boobs, and none of them are, you know...
The whole problem that I have with a lot of anime series right now is that there just seems to be... And it's kind of like the problem that I have with Disney stuff right now. So it just seems to be a whole lot of young children venturing out into the world with no parental supervision whatsoever. Fuck your parents, you don't need them. You have magical, special monster balls. Or you have the ability to fly. You're a special super gal. So we're going to focus on this. And, you know, I know it's supposed to be a break from reality and all that kind of stuff, but there has to be some kind of thread of lineage. And it just seems to be, to me, like more.
You know,
and more.
Disney's been doing that since grade, like, since the beginning.
And I've had a problem with any that classic all along. Disney movies. But I've had a problem with that all along. I'm just like. I mean, and I love Pixar movies, okay? But up into The Incredibles, which, you know, was more Brad Bird's work than anybody else, it's been, my parents are gonna be disappointing, fuck 'em, I'm just gonna end up out in the world on my own and figure out how to do things on my own, and hey, you want to be part of my life now? Gonna think about it. Okay, sure, but maybe not. Okay,
yeah.
Great. And I'm just, I don't find any entertainment in that, you know.
I love The Incredibles.
I love The Incredibles. The Incredibles was the shit. I mean, it was one of the more recent Pixar movies that I actually was able to have an emotional attachment to. But that's just because I love Brad Bird's work, okay? Iron Giant is amazing. I don't care how old or how young you are. That's just an amazing fucking movie. Oh yeah, it just happens to be animated. You know, I kind of wish that there was more entertainment like that coming out of the Japanese style of animation, where it was more about the story and the animation is kind of the afterthought.
Well, see, there are animes like that, but they're not mainstream.
And well, like what? Tell me one.
Like,
I haven't seen one in a while.
Like the one I talked about, I think, a couple of weeks ago, Paranoia Agent. That was about the story and not at all about the animation. The animation took a back seat to that story. And I haven't watched this yet, but Paprika, which is what I'll probably talk about next week because I'm planning to watch it by next week. It, you know, even though the animation is stunning, for one, it's not the Cookie Maker style anime that we are accustomed to, but it's about the story. It's about the travel. And there's no main character in Paprika, and there's no main character. Well, there's a series of main characters in Paranoia Agent,
but
because it's about how all of them interlock with each other.
But Paprika is a feature-length film, so no, I'm talking about anime series.
Well, then Paranoia Agent's okay. my best one.
Paranoia Agent, which I've seen, I didn't enjoy.
See,
I didn't. Was a mind fuck at all.
I liked it.
I guess because I'd seen the two different incarnations of Ava, that really didn't surprise me at all, to be honest with you, where they were going. And so after about the sixth episode, I lost interest. Whereas with a series like Death Note, I actually kept up with the episodes because I found the story to be interesting. I guess for me, the measure of whether or not I'm going to enjoy the series is if after I watch the first three episodes, I'm already imagining what that would be like as a live action.
There is a live action, and it's being released in theaters here in America.
I know. I was going to get to that, except you jumped on my cock on that one.
Sorry. Sorry. Didn't mean that. Oops.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to steal your thunder there, sis.
It's okay. It's all right. I will try to recapture my thunder.
But I've already seen it, so I probably won't see it in theaters because I've already seen it.
Well, you know, the thing for me is there are certain movies that I absolutely need to see in the theater and have the theater experience with. And then there are other ones that I would much rather have my faux theater experience in my living room with. For me, Death Note is probably going to be one of the ones that I do in the living room. Iron Man's going to be something I'm going to stand in line at and catch the midnight flick with about 20 of my nearest and dearest ninja clan brethren. But if I get three
episodes, you might end up being slightly disappointed with the Death Note movie because it's not
right. And we talked about that, and that's why it's going to be in the living room. But Death Note the series, as far as the anime,
have you seen the ending of Death Note the series?
No.
All right, I won't tell. I won't ruin it for you.
No,
then
I'm just at the part where Light killed the other guy.
Where Light killed L?
Yeah.
Oh, man! All right, never mind.
I got a way to go.
Have you been introduced to L's two proteges?
No.
Oh, well, there's two.
All right, so anyway.
That's all I'll say.
That's where I'm at with that. But after the third episode, I was like, okay, I was already imagining if this series was to be done not so much like a soap opera, but kind of in that, you know, reoccurring everyday episode type of series. Could I enjoy it as much? That to me is a mark of a really good story that happens to be animated when I'm already imagining it in other mediums.
Right.
You know, when I'm to the point where I'm watching the anime and I'm curious about whether or not there's a manga version so I can see what the difference is to maybe see if we can develop the story more there than what I'm seeing visually or then want to see it as a feature length, that to me is the mark of when I've hit something that I really truly enjoy. And that didn't happen with me with Paranoia Agent. It happened with Death Note. It happened with Hellsing. And it happened with Trinity Blood, but I tend to have a thing for vampires anyway and lean towards the gothic side.
Vampy.
I do. But then again, I also had that same type of reaction to Trigun.
What about Kaleidostar for you? Because I know we both really liked that. What do you think
really
about
that? I really like Kaleidostar, but I never once pictured a live action of it.
There's no way they could do half the shit that they did in the anime in real life.
They could do any, you know, of the acrobatics unless you brought in a whole bunch of Cirque du Soleil people. And still, even at that, a bunch of CGI.
Yeah,
but
true.
On top of that, you know, it for me, it was so over-the-top, cutesy sweet that as a feature-length film or as a live action, there's no way you could tolerate actual yeah. people being like that. Because your mind would go, in reality, nobody can be that happy or keep up that kind of persevering spirit for that long.
I know, for 2 seasons.
And not have a mental break. So I enjoyed the series because it was so cute and over the top, but never, ever did it enter in my mind for it to be done with actual people. But I did have that feeling and desire for that to happen with Hellsing, and I had the desire for that to happen, if I'm honest, in my heart of hearts with Elfin Lied.
You really wanted to see that live action?
Well, I mean, we'd have to tone some of that down, obviously.
We'd have to do it in black and white.
But could you imagine that done Sin City style?
Oh, man.
Okay.
That's like an orgasm live, on wheels.
This is what I'm saying. Could you imagine Elfin Lied with maybe Dakota Fanning? And
fuck no!
Hayden Panettiere?
Dakota Fanning?
Well, as the one that took the cannonballs to the gut and then eventually...
Oh, Nana?
Head. Yeah.
All right,
Dakota,
yeah.
Yeah, so Dakota Fanning is Nana. And then Hayden Panettiere is Lucy.
Oh, my God.
Just throwing it out there.
Can she do fucked up? Because Lucy was fucked up.
She can do fucked up.
All right, then. If she can do fucked up, then so be it.
So you throw Hayden Panettiere in there, and it's not like she hasn't done any action stuff because she's on Heroes.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't think like the movie would get too far, especially, you know, since, you know, like the puppy beating, they would have to like make that a flash out because here in America,
well,
it
was just like the beating that they did to the guy in the barn. I mean, you didn't see all of that. You heard noises. You saw some white splashes, but then you just saw the mangling. I mean, if you did it Sin City style, you could absolutely pull it off and pull it off with an R rating without a problem. And it would add something to the mystique, and you could go deeper into the story. I mean, we never really did find out in Elfin Lied about how or why the Declonus thing happened. It just
they just kind of said there were some chicks who got pregnant and their babies had horns.
And go. You know,
like, and improv.
You know, I mean, so it'd be kind of nice to have some backstory. Maybe there was some experimentation that went on, and maybe somebody got mutated by accident and they were hidden. And, you know, then as a side effect, the babies had horns and the powers and the crazy and the hands. I don't know.
And the invisible hands.
Okay, maybe it was aliens. I'd like to know.
I wonder if they ever masturbated. I mean, they had like 15 fucking hands.
How could you go like there? Ew, ew.
I'm just saying. Ew. They could like, you know, they'd be totally satisfied from so many different areas.
Ew, ew.
I'm just saying.
That's just wrong.
Functionality, man.
Kid.
Functionality.
You obviously need to get laid. But for me, that's a mark of a good story. So from what you're talking about with Soul Eater, I'm already imagining in my mind a live action. I already see it in my mind as a live action, which means I'm probably going to like it.
It's like, well, I mean, I've only seen it in sub, obviously, because that's the best way to take your anime is subbed. So, I mean, I would be kind of worried that, you know, because this doesn't come off like a Naruto at all, which is really good, because I'm not a Naruto lover. I'm not a hate of it either, but I'm not.
I hate on Naruto like you have no business.
Like I'm not a big Naruto person, as you know.
Right.
But, you know, because the anime style, you know, like I said, it's refreshing and it's not the same kind, you know, it does seem like it would kind of appeal towards, you know, children because of the animation. And it would make me worried that they would go and try to do they would try to, you know, turn it into a Naruto. I mean, and I'm only a little worried about that only because of the style. And granted, I've only seen the first episode. So, I mean, who's to say that the second episode won't come off and, like, be really twisted and sick, and then they're going to have to keep it serious?
You know, but the thing is, most of the time, at least what I'm finding more and more lately with the anime that keeps getting presented over here, is I know pretty much within the first episode whether or not I'm going to go back and watch the next episode because I want to and I like it, or because we have this show and I want to be able to talk about content on the same level as you and Magic. Okay, so there's a whole lot of anime that I watch that I think the shows are just absolutely horrid. But I sit through them anyway. Like Magikano, oh my god.
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, it's kind of like Ma Baraho.
Right.
Okay. Same kind of idea. Bunch of witches want to get with this dude. However, problem is dude doesn't know that he's actually the incarnation of like all of magic ever.
Oh.
It's all been sealed away in him.
Oh, so he's got the magic sperm?
He is
the magic stick?
He is the magic stick. But he doesn't know that he's the magic stick.
They never do.
And he's got these three sisters that he lives with. No parents anywhere. It's just him and these three sisters. All of which really love him.
Really love him?
Like one of them really fantasizes about kissing and doing him.
Yeah.
Hooray for incest! Woohoo!
But is there something that, you know, is there something going on with this incest that we don't know about that's supposed
know.
To, like...
I'm just saying, maybe that there's more to incest that we don't know about, because I am seeing a whole lot of incestuous things happen with the anime.
It makes me
uncomfortable.
It makes me wonder if there's a lot of incest in Japan.
I'm really, really starting to fear that may be the case, because there are very few animes that I watch now that don't have incest or have
brother complexes.
Somebody somewhere is having something sexually done to them that they don't want.
Yeah.
Or that should not happen. That just seems to be a reoccurring theme.
Yeah.
Except in the stuff that they play in Adult Swim on Toonami, because they pull all the sex stuff out.
But they're there.
But it's there. They just pull it out to air. So
it's like, hey, brother. And then it's like, commercial. Man, that was really sucky. Let's go fight this demon.
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
What happened?
I just want to know why so many deep, like, introspective conversations have to occur while everyone's taking a hot sauna bath.
I know. It's like, man. It's like, I had such a hard day. Me too. Want to wash my back? Sure.
Okay, so why don't you brush up against me naked while I'm naked, and let's talk about the universe. You know, I'm a special girl. I have a power. I have a dude that turns into a scythe. Oh, yeah? Well, I have a power, too. My hair, when it goes yellow, it makes me eventually turn into a monkey, and I can destroy planets. Wow.
Yeah, as long as the moon's around.
You missed a spot. I mean, come on.
I know. Yeah, I know. I get it. You can't, like, over in America, you can't get two people in the shower unless they're dating.
Yes.
You know, over there, it's just like, everybody's doing it.
Naked in the tub, all right. Adult Swim. And just like, what?
Hey, is that a loofah? No.
That's my penis. I mean, come on.
Okay.
Yeah,
exactly.
Really, really. Yeah.
Don't drop the soap is like not even a big deal over there.
Dropping the soap, please. Don't drop the soap in my asshole. Oh, you didn't?
Well, no. No, not even, because remember, they play Bonga Bongo over there.
Oh my god, that game is crazy. I don't want to think about it.
No, and it's actually based off a childhood game that like kids play with each other where they anally rape each other with their thumbs.
I did some extra work on it.
Oh. Like looking it up. Wow. And little kids. So, you know, when you go over to Japan, if you ever go over there, you know, try to make sure you don't bend over near, like, adolescent kids, because they will totally, bonga bonga.
No, they bonga will. Bonga.
They
do
will.
Not want.
They will. They've converted. It's totally a childhood game, and
I
apparently
need to get back
they're not very
topic,
shy.
Because I don't want to think about bonga bonga anymore.
All right, I'm just saying.
I'm not going to Japan. You can, you can go to Akihabara.
I would go to Shibuya. What the fuck are you talking about?
Bring me back some shit.
Shibuya! Shibuya!
Okay.
So but yeah. Anyway, let me get back to my ratings.
You want to get back to the rating? Alright, cool.
Alright. Since it's only the first episode, I'm not going to give this like a 5-star or a 4-star.
Obviously.
I'm very excited to see how this anime is going to progress, so I'm going to stay simple and give it a 3 out of 5. I like the animation style. I like the concept of what's going on, and it's playful and it's happy even though it's goth, which is kind of contradictory. But whatever.
Kinda.
Yeah, it is.
I'm a happy goth.
Not even. She's upset, but the tone and like, it's a happy tone even though she's sad about cheating. She's totally like a natural woman. Who's like, all men cheat and all men are dogs. Because, no offense, a lot of women tend to think that all men are cheating whores and, you know.
Never.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Oh, wait.
So, yeah. 3 out of 5. Good job. Keep them coming. And Shibuya.
You know that you're going to go to Kiba. All right. So, I guess it's my turn.
Yeah, you can go now. I'm done.
Okay, good. So, a couple of shows back, I had actually talked about wanting to talk about a series that I was going to do. But we kind of ran out of time because there were some bitches that were hogging the mic.
Sorry.
But that's okay. That's all right, because I get to do it now. So, what I've been working on is basically noting that more and more in the industry right now, we have a lot of games that are coming out that are trying to set up franchises, if not continuing on a franchise name. You know, with the Smash Brothers game that's come out being the third in the line, and the Metal Gear game looming on the horizon, Grand Theft Auto 4 literally 2 weeks out. You know, there's a lot of franchises going on, where before there were a lot of independent titles, especially in the heyday of video gaming, that, you know, you would have game companies that made a game and that was it. They moved on to a complete new intellectual property and never looked back. So you had hundreds of completely different games coming out from developers. Now you're really finding that developers are tying into 2 or 3 flagships for their studio and then just continuing things on in that vein. I mean, I don't even know if we can count all the Crash Bandicoot games that actually exist.
Oh, Crash Bandicoot.
There's a shitload of them.
Yeah, I know. There's one for the Wii.
Yeah. It's just like Bandicoot, 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 Bandicoot. Okay, fine. I get it.
Dax and Daxter. Just Jax. Just Daxter. Jaxter.
Daxter. Dax and Daxter. Oh, they're going to blow shit.
And then they're going to do one about the chick that they always end up saving from.
Yes. And then you've got Ratchet and Clank. So I thought, well, let's talk about these video game franchises. So I'm kicking off my video game franchises, the good, the and the wickedly awesome. And today I'm going to talk about one that I think kind of falls, at least for me, under the category.
Like it's got some potential?
It, at one point in time, was fun. It's now no longer fun. And there's a whole lot of hype. And I don't think it's very good, so I don't understand why so many people think it's good, when if you actually play it with people, you find out it's not.
What is it?
Super Smash Bros. Brawl. I know I'm going to catch a whole lot of flack for this, but I'm going to be honest. I'm not happy with Brawl. I'm not happy with Brawl by a long shot.
Okay, well, why?
So, first I'm going to give you guys a little background, just in case you don't know about Super Smash Bros. Brawl, which, or the Super Smash Bros. Franchise, which I doubt anybody listening to this show doesn't know about, but for some of the newbies to the realm of gaming. Smash Brothers, actually, there are a trio of games in the franchise. You have Super Smash Brothers, Super Smash Brothers Melee, and now Super Smash Brothers Brawl. All three games are done by Nintendo. Started off in 99 with Super Smash Brothers on the N64 system.
N64! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! 64!
64!
This is madness!
All
just
right,
kidding.
Moving on.
Sorry.
Then there was Melee that came out in, I think 2001 on the GameCube, which was one of the biggest selling games on the GameCube ever. It was pretty much the reason why I bought my GameCube. And then Brawl came out this year on the Wii in January. No, March. March came out in January in Japan. Basically, what the game does is it lets you pair off a bunch of different characters from the entire realm of Nintendo games. So you have your Mario and your Luigi and your Waluigi and your Wario and Princess Peach. But then you also had Toadette. You had Yoshi. Bowser's, Kid Koopas, Ice Climbers, Neko, Star Fox, Falcon. I mean, just
Nets.
Yeah, I mean, just a crazy amount of characters from all around the Nintendo realm that you could then fight Melee style. So you could do you against three other players all on the board. And basically it was a knock everybody off the board, last man standing that had been knocked off the least.
King of the Mountain. King of the Mountain.
Yeah, that's basically all it is. I loved playing Super Smash Brothers. I played it literally until I broke one of Panda's controllers and we had to buy another one.
Yeah, I know.
We bought the other one, didn't we?
I know.
All right. It was even a different color, and you got to play with it all the time.
Yeah, I know.
All right. But absolutely, freaking love that game. Could play the computer and have a ball. Could play other people, have a ball. And it's not necessarily about winning all the time, because as Panda's gaming grew, she tend to spank my ass more as we got a little older when it came to Brawl. Pretty much everything on the Nintendo, but whatever. It's not a competition.
Yeah.
And so when Melee came around, I quickly jumped on that, got the GameCube, got Melee, had people over. We had a blast. Wireless controllers blazing, ballerific.
You got the balls to the wall.
No, I don't have that song yet, but I should get it.
Uh-oh.
But then there's Brawl. So here's my issue with Brawl. One of the things that I love about the Super Smash Bros. Franchise in general is that they were simple mechanics. Move your person, hit people. You got a button, sometimes two, and a direction, and you hit people. Very
yeah.
much like Virtua Fighter. No, you know, wackadoodle crazy crap. You can jump and hit people. We're eventually going to throw some things on the screen that you can grab to help you hit people, but you're pretty much just trying to hit people and knock them the fuck off the screen.
Yeah.
Depending upon the character you get some additional ability. So, for instance, if...
Kirby!
Right. Kirby is the shit. Everyone plays Kirby if you know what you're doing, because Kirby has the ability to suck in other players and then take on their abilities. But he can also turn himself into a thromp.
And a brick.
And a brick.
And he's cute.
and knock people the hell off the screen. And he also can float, so it's, I don't want to say impossible, because you can do it.
You can.
But it's nearly impossible to knock Kirby off the screen, because he can double float. So as long as you double tap right, just about any place you get knocked off of, usually you can make it back to the board, depending upon the shape of the board. So he's kind of like an all-to-go-to guy.
He's the guy that once you've mastered everybody else, you play him, and you can play everybody, essentially, or at least the people that you're fighting against.
Exactly. So when I first found out that Brawl was going to be available, of course, I pre-ordered it. Like everybody else, I was pissed off that it kept getting delayed, because I was afraid that it was never going to be released, but it finally was. Went, picked up my copy, brought it home. I'm like, woohoo! Yeah! Brawl on the Wii! All right, let's get this nunchuck and this Wiimote going. Wait, okay, so I move with the nunchuck, and then I use what button on the nunchuck? And this one over here, this is confusing. I can't figure out how to get it to select the brawl, because every time I hit what I thought would be the confirm button, it took me back to the home screen. Manual, not very helpful on that. Finally got it to twerk, and okay, fine, jumped in, got my ass handed to me, could barely figure out how to duck and block. So I'm like, maybe I'm just a little rusty, because I haven't played Smash Brothers since my GameCube, and I haven't touched a GameCube game since the Wii, hence the, wow, I'm rusty.
Right.
So, reading through the manual, I find that you can use the nunchuck and the Wiimote, or just use the Wiimote and turn it sideways and go all old school Nintendo NES on it. So I'm like, okay, I know the old school control. I'll 1-2 your ass. That's fine. It's AB. It's all good. I'm good. Did a little bit better, but it still wasn't
the same.
It wasn't Smash Brothers to me. Like, I'm looking at all these characters, and I'm picking people, and I'm picking different costumes, and I was so excited about Brawl because Icarus was going to be in there, and I was like, yes, Kid Icky, oh! You know, I'm just, I'm excited. And I'm not anymore. I've had a bunch of different people over now to make sure that it wasn't just me, because I thought, well, maybe it's because I'm playing a computer character that I'm not enjoying it as much, because the computer is just completely whooping my ass over and over and over and over and over and over again. So maybe I will do something else. So I tried story mode for a while. I had other people over that I played against to see if maybe if we were all fumbling around to try and learn people's moves and go at each other, maybe that's where the fun was. Maybe that's what I was remembering. Wasn't so much my single player against the computer, but my group player amongst everybody else that was just as inept as I was. Still not the case. They couldn't figure anything out. We wound up walking off the damn platform more often than hitting each other, and it just wasn't fun. Like, there were some games that I won that I had no idea how I won, because I definitely got knocked off the field more than the person I was playing against. And yet somehow I was declared the winner.
And oh, then, must have, you know what might have happened? They might have recounted the votes like they did in Florida.
Was my Chad dangling?
Maybe.
That what it was?
It might have been,
and
yeah.
That's why they gave me the win, because I had the biggest dangling Chad.
Yeah.
That's no way to win, Missy.
That's an empty win.
It is. It's
an empty victory.
So I was really disappointed, because I kept reading these reviews on IGN and GamePro and all these other websites, and everyone's like, oh my god, the dojo is awesome, and everything, the Samus with the suit, without the suit, and blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, are you kidding me? I'm like, am I not seeing what you guys are seeing? Because it's not all that. It's fun. But it's more frustrating than it is fun. And for me, that's a real sad moment in the franchise, because I definitely remember us having a fucking ball playing Super Smash Brothers. And I know I had a great time playing Melee. I am not having a great time playing Brawl.
I'm sorry.
It's sitting right now in its case. And you know me, when I have a game that I really enjoy that I have no intention of ever reselling, it goes in the lockbox. Alphabetically.
Right. Yes, I know.
With its game art. Smash Brothers is still in its white case. I will most likely be trading it in.
Wow.
And that's damn sad. Because it should be a flagship for Nintendo. It should be a flagship for the Wii. I don't understand why it's just not fun. Like, all the time fun. There are sometimes when I'm playing with people that I enjoy that playtime that we have together. But the game itself, when I'm by myself just playing the game, it's not fun. So I have to put Super Smash Brothers as a franchise in my category. I'm hoping that either through downloads that'll become available once WiiWare goes live, or the next in the line of the franchise will kind of redeem this. So I kind of treat Smash Brothers Brawl like most people treat Devil May Cry 2. It's an unfortunate thing to happen in the franchise, and I hope they bounce back from it.
See, I kind of like Devil May Cry 2 also.
I hated Lucia. I fucking hated Lucia. If you're going to give me a female character that's going to be the lead, you better make her strong. If you make her a whiny bitch, I'm going to be so upset at you.
Which is apparently your deal, because you seem kind of upset.
I am, because Lucia could have been so much more. I mean, her whole storyline should have been more of an empowered storyline and less of a, well, I'm going to track this down and I ran into Dante and Dante's going to save me. And then I'm going to track Dante down and Dante's then going to have to save me. No, save yourself, god damn.
And just let him touch you later.
Exactly. Save yourself, save him, fuck him, leave him the note, and be out in the morning.
And don't even make him pancakes or coffee.
Don't make him shit. Don't even leave a note. Just be gone. I want to see Dante roll over to put his arm around the chick and she already be gone. And there just be like a card or like a bullet on the pillow that has like her name inscribed in it.
Kinda that'd be
thanks cool. For the good time. Bye, bitch. Yeah.
Kisses.
Okay. Just kidding. I want a powerful female lead, not one that winds up being saved by your masculine guy. Because yeah. If it had been done right, Lucia could have been a spinoff of her own. Because there was a whole story of that whole place, that entire
village. That women village of, like, women badasseries.
Exactly. There's so much that could have been done there. So many different opportunities for a new franchise using existing game engine. And instead, what we wound up was with a 75% done game that was split over two discs. And that was sad to me, because there was so much more potential there.
Agreed.
And there's so much more potential here in the Super Smash Bros. Franchise, and I'm kind of sad that it turned out, I'm going to say it, lame. It's lame. Melee is much more fun.
Yeah.
Super Smash Bros. I'm putting in the category. Nintendo, it's up to you to help me move it to the good or the wickedly awesome. Yeah, I said it.
I don't know.
Come talk to me.
I haven't played it.
Yeah, well, you wanna? I'll send it to you because I'm not playing it.
Okay.
All right. I'll send it along with the next care package.
That will take like months to get to me.
No, I'll be better about this one. I promise this will get to you within the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
So that's what I have for my first entry in the category. Next week, I'm actually going to talk about one that I think falls in the good category. So, next week, maybe we'll talk about a little GTA. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, and actually, one of our friends, because I rehooked up my PS2, and he had some of the Grand Theft Autos. So, I've been watching it, and I think I might have to play this because now I feel like I need to put the smackdown on some hoes.
Put the smackdown. Get your money back.
Exactly. Like, bitch, where's my money?
Yep. Oh, there it is. It's on the ground now that I've killed you. Yoink!
Like, peace!
So, I guess that's all I have. Well, definitely keep hitting us up on the website, folks, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. So come check us out, bounce it to a long one, check our posts, comment on them, send us just some love through the hit us up link. You can also subscribe to our podcast via our website, iTunes, or even with our new sponsors, or rather enough, our new family, All Games Interactive, or allgames.com.
Yes. Or actually, since All Games Interactive is the flagship show of the All Games Radio Network that we're part of, you can check us out on the All Games Radio Network Monday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. See, I didn't say specific.
Oh, I would have said specific.
I know. I'm trying very desperately not to.
I know. I'm going to fuck it up. I already know.
I know. But I'm working on it. See, that's why I take the breath.
Me too.
Yeah, I take the breath because that way I can take the time. I'll just edit that shit out later. But be sure to check out All Games at allgames.com. You can check out our show. If you hit up the show link, you can actually check out some of the other shows that play on the All Games Radio Network, like All Games Interactive and Fantastic Four.
And Evil Avatar.
And Super Happy Fun Time Show.
Super Happy Fun Time Show!
Super Happy Fun Time Show! Kropotkin. Thank you. I think we're going to have to call this podcast toast.
Yeah, it seems kind of toasty.
All right. Panda, what do you do with your toast?
I am going to see if I can make my toast into a human, preferably a 23-year-old angsty, brooding man who will turn back into toast. No, he's got to turn into a weapon.
My toast turned into a man, and then it became a butter knife. No, it would have to be a shank.
It could be like a toothbrush that I turned into a shank.
And then became a burly, angsty man.
Yeah.
And that would explain why he was angsty, because he was a shank.
Yeah.
See? I'm thinking outside the box here, people.
It's like, I used to fight against plaque, and now I kill... He'll brood over the fact that he used to be a toothbrush.
Oh, my lord.
Okay. Like a David Boreanaz, but a butter knife.
Or a toothbrush. David butter knife?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's like, I hated having to cut that butter, but I had to.
Don't even get me started on Angel.
What do you do with your toast?
Oh, my God. I am going to take my toast, actually, and I'm going to turn it into the internet, which is a series of tubes. It is not a dump truck.
Are you gonna turn it into the internet so that you can look at some porn? Because the internet's for porn?
The internet is, in fact, for porn, but that is not what I'm going to use it for this particular time.
Oh.
At this particular time, I'm merely going to use the internet to go to Wikipedia and look up some facts about Grand Theft Auto for next week.
Oh.
Because I like to make sure that my facts is straight. And I like Wikipedia.
Okay.
So, as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
Later, bitches.
Peace.
Peace. Yay, yay.
I want the last word.
I want the last word.
Fuck you.
Ah, I win.
No!
Yes!
I know the editor. I know the editor.
Fuck. That's not fair.